So I went back to my campus, and we started just gathering international students together, giving them rides to airports, loving them. And one night, we have a camp out. And at the camp out, we, you know, just go around campus saying, hey, we're going to play games and sports and grill out, and we're going to tell stories about Jesus around the fire as we eat marshmallows. We're very upfront with things. So we had like 70 international students come. And out of that, we started building relationships, and this one guy comes over to my house one night, and his name was Paul. I'll say his fake name. His name was Paul. This is his American name. And he came from a Buddhist background. And Paul comes over to my house, and he goes, okay, I'm ready to follow Jesus. He's from a Southeast Asian nation that's predominantly a Muslim country. And I go, okay, and we started talking about the gospel, and he prays and he gives his life to Jesus. I was really excited, and I go, okay, now you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has gifts for you. If Jesus had gifts for you of power and stuff to help you walk as a disciple of Jesus, would you want him? He's like, yes! And by the way, I have never led a pagan or an international student to Jesus who, when I asked them if they wanted to receive the Holy Spirit, they said, sorry, no, I that's a little dangerous, and I heard that the gifts of the Holy Spirit aren't really around today, and they ceased with the canonization of the Bible. That's never happened. So, man, you want to have fun with seriously, you want to have some fun with the Holy Spirit? Go lead a pagan to Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God, you're going to see some cool stuff. Go lead an international student to Jesus and love him and lead him to Jesus. Pray for him to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So this guy prayed, and we're praying for him to receive the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden he goes, his hands shrivel up, and he falls down to the ground. He starts shaking and convulsing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I think it's a demon. And I was like 23. I was like, what do we do? Google casting out demons. You know, I was like, we didn't have Google back then. We had Yahoo search or AOL or whatever, you know. AOL casting out demons or whatever. So ask Jeeves. No, come on. So we're like, oh, we didn't know what to do. So I was like, you know, my idea of casting out demons was like, okay, yeah, cast the spirit of lust out of you, you know, or like, you know, yeah, that spirit of rage, cast, you know, just whatever. But so I'm sitting there, I'm like, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, okay, let's pray in tongues. Nothing's happening. I got an idea. Let's yell at the demon. Get up, in Jesus' name. Nothing's happening. And I was like, okay. Let's shake him real hard and yell louder. Get out in Jesus' name! Nothing's happening. He's shaking. He's foaming. He's convulsing. And he's just screeching. And so I'm like, okay, let's keep praying in tongues. And so we're praying in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, I have this picture pop in my head of a cup of tea. I'm like, what in the world is that? That stupid. A cup of tea. Cup of tea. Cup of tea. So I kind of shake him. I'm like, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Paul? He's like, what's happening? And I'm like, dude, does this mean anything to you? I see a picture of a cup of tea. Does that mean anything? And then he tells me this story. He goes, when I was a kid, I came from a Buddhist family, but my parents didn't really follow Buddhism. But when I was like 5 years old, I got really sick. My parents were like scientists and didn't, you know, they believed more in science. But when I was five, I got really sick. And so the doctors couldn't heal me, so my parents took me to a Buddhist temple where the priest said, if you will dedicate your son to this idol, the God's power will heal him. So they wrote out a little incantation and burned it, dedicating him to this idol, burned it into a cup of tea, and had him drink it, dedicating him to this idol, allowing a demonic spirit to possess him. And from that point on, he would wake up in the middle of the night with terror and thousands of pounds of weights crashing down on him. We led him in prayer just to renounce his allegiance to that idol. We cast the demon out of him. He began to speak in tongues and praise God. By this time, it's 1 a.m. I was so excited. I go, you're not getting out of here until you're baptized, buddy. We filled up my bathtub. We baptized him in my bathtub. He was really tall, so we had to do like half at a time. That guy started reaching out to international students on our campus. And he ended up going several years ago to work with the underground church of China, in China. See, what happens on a university campus will change the world.